Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
On this week's podcast, do you get along with your friends' friends? Do they say weird things? Do you just not get along? Are they weird? Something I've come across lately, so we discussed that. Tony Abbott has said that his greatest milestone for 2014 as Minister for Women has been repealing the carbon tax. We thought that was a bit of a joke, so we decided to give him a second chance. It's said Adele is perhaps breaking up with her partner. We discuss why and try and get some more answers on it. And a manager of a restaurant in Carlton North is taking his reviews on an internet review site a little bit too seriously. What is he saying in response? Stay tuned for that one.
You are talking reviews, which you've recently started to get on to help with travel and advice. You know, exactly. Give people a balanced perspective.
I know, because I want that when I'm going to places. I want to know which restaurants to go to, which blah, blah, which hotel to stay at.
Why? Is it good? What kind of food is it? Is it tasty? Is the hospitality good?
Yeah. Do I need to make a do I have to make a request when I get there, you know?
Yes.
These kind of things. It's very important. Mm-hmm. And this review culture is becoming very strong.
It's also becoming very narky as well, James.
It is. Now, do you ever fill out like surveys when you leave a hotel or something and it's a customer service survey? Do you ever do them?
Rarely.
Okay. I do them all the time. And I was filling one in once and I remember Mum telling me, she's like, oh, well, no, don't write down everything too nice.
Yeah.
Because maybe if you write something a little bit negative, you might get a free night. Or you might get something complimentary. Or maybe even a refund. Yeah, right? No. Some people, it seems, are taking that to the next level.
Yes.
There's a restaurant in Carlton that is getting a bit of action on a review site.
Getting hot?
And I think some people are thinking that maybe if they complain about something, then they might get something for free. Maybe,
a free meal.
A free meal or something. Here is a review. Had dinner here once and the food was overpriced. The good thing about the dessert... The only good thing was the dessert, but I suspect this was not made in-house. The most bizarre thing was the crazy and bitchy owner. I think his name was Jody or something. Something, a girl's name. Short guy. Was yelling at customers to get out of the restaurant. Okay, don't know how that helps.
No.
In a review.
Why does the owner's height matter?
No. Reply. Yes, I'm the crazy owner. Bad luck. How gutless of you to write such crap behind the anonymity of this review site. If you have a problem with me, why don't you just speak to me directly? Also, if you can't afford these prices, for heaven's sake, go somewhere else or stay at home.
Oh. Well, maybe it justifies the bitchy owner.
The good thing is, I will never see you again. For your information, my name is spelled Jody, G-O-D-Y, and I am male. Get it?
Snap indeed.
Snap indeed.
Look, not the best review. Pretty good response.
Mm-hmm.
But does it continue?
Yes. Someone left this review saying, the service was very poor. We specifically asked for a dish with no tofu. And guess what? Extra tofu!
What?
It goes on to say that the food tastes like it may have had MSG in it or something. And the manager has written back, sorry you don't like my restaurant. We do not use MSG in any dish. None at all. I'm also surprised that you found the service to be quite poor. We are generally known to have very good standard of service, and we are consistently praised about this. Anyway, I guess you won't be back.
Oh,
so snap!
Cutting off a lot of customers. Not offering them a free meal to come back in. More power to the owner. More power to the... Take back that power.
Take back the power, owner.
Because a lot of people actually do use it as a tactic, as you're saying, that some people say, I will leave a bad review on Yelp or another review site if you don't do it, if you don't give me this free something. Well, I say, bugger them, James. Bugger them indeed. If you're an owner, I say stick with it.
Stick with it. Sounds like that this place has got a bit of personality.
Yeah. So, James, have you left a review for them?
No.
I can't wait till you do.
But I really want it. It sounds like Fawlty Towers.
Yes. Let's go and let's write a review.
We should. Let's do it. You're the Dribble Threat on Joy 94.9, and we are talking about Tony Abbott's... well, he's proclaimed that being his Minister for Women...
Let's go with misstep.
Yeah. That the best thing he's done as Minister for Women in the past year...
Is repeal the carbon tax.
This morning, Jess and I had a bit of a chat with the Prime Minister.
Tony came in. We had a bit of a chinwag.
And because we wanted to give him a second chance, you know?
He gets treated a little bit rough. He got slammed on social media. And we thought we'd give him a chance.
This is what happened this morning. Prime Minister, good morning.
Good morning, James. And good morning, listeners, as well.
Now, yesterday, you spoke to Lisa Wilkinson about your great triumphs for women, for being Minister for Women yesterday, and for being Minister for Women this year. And you said that your greatest achievement for Minister for Women was the repeal of the carbon tax. Now, a lot of people have been quite unhappy about this, saying that it's not really relevant. What do you say to that?
Well, first of all, James, of course, I would like to thank you for recognising, yes, all of our triumphs for women in 2014, that we have done some great things, such as the carbon tax, giving more money back to homes of Australian women and families.
Okay, sure. Now, I think... In light of the situation, I'd like to give you a double take, because I feel like maybe you didn't really listen to the question or you didn't really think about it properly. You've had 24 hours now. What are maybe some of other achievements or other legislation that party are trying to put through that are really great for women?
Well, James, thank you again, first of all, for your question. And it's a great show with Lisa, isn't it?
No, but Lisa's not here.
We are all listening. So some of our policies that have helped women in 2014, James, being the Minister for Women. We have also stopped the boats.
Right. Which, how has that helped women?
Well, obviously women being the carers of families, they are very concerned of safety, James. And it just making Australia a lot more safer, comfortable place for Australian families and women.
Okay, I think you're going to... It sounds like you're assuming that all people on boats are not safe, but we'll continue, Prime Minister. Any other policies? Because I don't think that may have...
Well, of course, we've also reached the university deregulation, James.
Right.
Is making prices of university more competitive, which...
But how is that good for women?
Well, it actually makes it a little bit more difficult for places in university, James, which may encourage more women to take up such as home and mothers and giving us a more family-orientated country and life.
Okay, sure. All right. I don't know how you're Prime Minister. Anything else? Come on, I'm really grasping at straws here, Prime Minister.
Well, of course, we've also got the highways and roads, James, that we have built and made a commitment to.
You are apparently the infrastructure Prime Minister, right?
Yes, of course, James.
So how is that good for women?
Well, this is a country born on infrastructure, James. And a lot of women do the family driving to school drop-offs and shops to pick up the family groceries, James. And that has really just added a more solid foundation for Australian women in 2014, James.
Okay, so building roads and highways will make it easier for women to get to school and work and to the grocery store.
There we are, James. I'm glad you're seeing the point. And thank you all listeners as well for your shout of support on Twitter, I believe, with the hashtag ThanksTony. Yep. Well, hashtag thank you.
Okay. Yeah, thanks, Prime Minister. I think I've had enough for the moment, for the morning. But thank you so much for joining us this morning here at Joy.
No worries, James. Thank you, and thank you, listeners.
Wake up in the morning feeling like... I never feel like P. Diddy in the morning. I need the triple threat.
I recently had one of my mate's birthdays.
Yes.
And I feel like...
So how do you know this friend? I want to get that.
Oh, we've been best mates for years.
Okay.
Like...
So where are
nearly
his
8 years.
Other friends from? Because clearly this is like a different circle.
Oh, okay, I get this.
Dismingled.
No, so we actually met when we went to our first gay bar.
Okay.
And so I went with other friends and he went with other friends.
Yeah.
And we met and we're both from a country area. We both worked at the same like chain store. You know, that's
yep.
a CD store that doesn't exist anymore. And
which one? There's so many.
Brushes. Do you remember Brushes?
No, I just laughed. I was like, I'll be polite.
Okay. And anyway, so we hit it off and then we've been best mates ever since.
Amazing.
Every time I see all my friends, I always see them in different... see them individuals or
yes.
situations, you know? So the same thing with him, I think, because I just don't have a big posse of gays. I don't.
Don't have a group?
No.
Don't have a following? Got a few on Twitter.
Yeah, but I don't... Anyway, not the point. I just feel like I don't get along very well with them. And I think it might be because I'm judgmental.
No.
Maybe I am.
Okay. Okay, maybe. So what was it that, you know, they just...
Just a little bit daft. One of my prime examples was we were standing around having a bite to eat, and one of them, one guy goes, "Oh, I just love canapes." I'm like, "Sorry?
What?"
He's like, "I love canapes." I'm like, "Oh, no, you mean canapes."
Oh, I was being quiet because I'm like, I don't want James to judge me for not knowing what canapes are.
I was like, no, you mean canapes. He's like, oh, yeah, but it's French. I'm like, yeah,
oh, no.
Exactly.
Oh, no. Oh, okay.
So I tried to leave the judgmental phase at home.
Yep.
It's impossible.
Just like, okay, brush that one off.
Brush one off. And then someone else said at one point in the night, oh, there was a woman who turned up who was dating a very younger man.
Yeah.
And
what some would call a cougar?
Yes, yes. Someone might say that. And this guy said, oh, I just have no idea why they would be together. And I took one of my girlfriends and she said, well, there might be many reasons why people are together, you know. I don't know. For example, perhaps she's good in bed.
Yeah.
And then he said, oh, well, I just have no idea how a woman could be good in bed.
What?
What is wrong with you people? And my friend's like, I understand that... Are you gay? He said, well, yes. It's like, well, okay, I can understand why you might not find a woman good in bed, but there are many ways. You have to explain it to him.
Oh, no.
And then he said, oh, I guess that kind of makes sense. Yeah.
No shit.
Like, God's sake, it's ridiculous.
Oh, that's brilliant.
So many things.
Brilliant. I haven't had so much not liking my friends' friends, but I've kind of been on the other side of it where my best mate from primary school, we're still best mates to this day, but when he was in high school, he got his other group of friends, and then sort of trying to make my way into that group, you get nervous that they don't like you, and then you just almost try too hard, and then you're like, oh, no, is it working against me? And then you get all paranoid and stuff about it, but now we're all buddies, so it's all good.
Well, that's nice.
It's good, but you've been on the... I hate being on the other side of it, coming in and being like, please like me.
Well, see, I had no problem if these people did not like me.
It's like, no, please don't even talk to me.
Not my people. Adele. Tell us what's going on with Adele, Jess.
Well, a lot's going on with Adele. It's been a busy couple of years for her. Out of the spotlight, though, because she's being a mother with her partner. But The Sun on Sunday, English tabloid, has reported...
Trustworthy source,
oh, yeah,
sure.
They're always a good one. Has reported that she has split with her partner, James. Indeed. Goodness. Yes. It isn't a source has told the paper, it isn't clear if they've officially split, but they are certainly not living together anymore. Simon is back at his bachelor pad. It doesn't bode well for the relationship.
No, not when it's called a bachelor pad.
No, because that bachelor implies that he's single, James.
That's correct.
Yeah. Adele spends time with her mum, Penny, and friends in London. Well, that's nice, family.
Yeah.
While Simon is nearly 2 hours and 60 miles away. James, 60 miles can be even more than 2 hours with London traffic. Yes, indeed.
Is this, like, it is Christmas time. Perhaps they are just spending some time apart for Christmas.
Yeah, you know, give them some space. Maybe, you know, surprise each other with presents, trying to get their shopping away from each other maybe. So they don't see them. Yeah. You know, it could be as innocent as that.
Joining us on the line now to discuss these rumours of a breakup between her and her husband or partner is Adele from the UK. Good morning, Adele. How are you?
Good morning. How are you all? It is late here in London, I can tell you that. How early is it over there for you?
It's in the morning.
What time?
Oh, around 7:30.
Fuck me, that's early, isn't it?
Yeah.
What are you doing up? That's crazy.
Well, breakfast radio, babe. Gotta get up.
Jesus, that's tough, isn't it?
No doubt you've been having a few early mornings with the baby in the last year.
Oh, little Angelo is a prick, do I tell you. Does he cry? Oh, God. I'll write a song about that called No F***ing Sleep. Jesus. You're looking forward to that one, the next one?
Yeah, I don't think I'll be able to really relate to it, but
I think it'll mainly just be groaning into the mic, just going, oh, someone like you, little shit.
I've been reading in the papers, and I know you, you've tried to keep your life as private as possible.
I don't really like the media, to be honest, to tell you, love. So yeah. This interview's pushing my boundaries already, but you seem sweet, so I'll keep going.
Thanks, Adele.
No worries.
Is it true? Have you broken up with your husband?
All right. Well, let me get this first. That a lot of media gets thrown around, especially London. Not sure what like back home for you guys, but here in London, it's crazy. And myself and Simon, my beautiful partner, we haven't really broken up. But you know what they say, where there's smoke, there's a breakup, right?
Yep, sure. Yeah. So did you feel that you were just falling out of love with him, Adele?
Oh, fuck no. I was just trying to write a happy album and have no material. Jesus. You know, when Pharrell came out with that song, Oh, I'm Happy, everyone loved it. I was like, what is this shit? Couldn't stand it. But Simon's like, I loved it. Radio, the producer's like, I love it. I tried it. Didn't work. So that kicked Simon out.
So you couldn't write any happy songs?
No happy songs. Not one. You'd think having a baby would make you happy, James. Wrong. Miserable. Oh.
So are you sad now that you've kicked Simon out?
Well, I am sad that I've kicked Simon out. I've written a couple of songs.
Okay, so we're looking at another breakup album.
Possibly.
Okay.
Possibly. I'm not too sure. It's maybe like, you know, a separation album. You know, when your mum and dad don't really get along, they take a separation, but then they get back together. It's kind of like that.
Okay. Great, Adele.
Thanks, Dom.
I don't know how well that's going to go, but we'll just...
It's a very selective market.
Dear God. All right, Adele, well, good luck with the next album.
Thank you.
Say hi to your baby.
Oh, little Angelo, you can hear him. Shut up, mummy's talking.
It's Adele there on Joy 94.9. Going to a breakup.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.